plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? On a nice day, you can sit out on the terrace and you can see the whole of Dublin Bay in front of you. You can see Howth, you can see Ireland's Eye. It's absolutely beautiful if it's a nice day. And the bar itself, the Oasis Bar, just below our studio here, is a fantastic bar, well worth a visit. So if you are in the area, pop in, say hello, and tell them the lads from Opinions Matter told you to pop in. Okay, thank you. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Vic is the person who sent us this message. Can you debate this on your podcast, please? I'm with my fella for 6 months. He recently admitted to me that in his previous relationship, it was abusive on both sides. Apparently, she was a bit of a psycho and she used to throw shit at him like dishes and cutlery. So once he threw a remote control back at her and it gave her a black eye and she called the police on him. Anyway, I told some friends what happened and they're like, you have to leave him. He's a woman beater. Stupid stuff like that. He'd never lift a finger to me. Can you talk about how everyone judges a fella over stuff like this that wasn't even his fault? I know 100% he's not violent. And that's from a lady called Vic. And that's the conversation that we want to have with you. Is it a case of, okay, so he admitted to her, I don't know the circumstances in which he admitted to her what he had done in the past, but he once retaliated or self-defense, call it whatever you want, and he threw a remote control back at the psycho, that's what he's been told, or she's been told she was, and he's been branded a woman beater, basically. Your opinion, sir?
I have a very low opinion of any man that hits a woman. And correct. Any woman that hits a man, but yep. More so any man that hits a woman. However...
No, it works both ways. It works both ways.
Yeah, but it's kind of not the same.
Well, it kind of is.
No, it's not.
Well,
it's not, because men are stronger than women.
Nobody should be hitting anybody.
No, I agree with you, but it's worse to see a woman being hit by a man than a man being hit by a woman.
That's condoning violence against men.
I'm just saying.
That's not that bad.
No, that's not what I said. I said they're not.
It's a conversation for another day, but.
No, it's not. There's no conversation. I think
there is.
Any man that hits a woman. However, if it is, I've only ever put my hands on a woman once, and it was in a nightclub about 15 years ago. It was actually, what did you call that? It's not there anymore, so we can talk about it. The one on O'Connor Bridge. But I was killings in it.
Oh, what used to be the Harp?
Yeah, Q-Bar.
Oh, Q-Bar, yeah.
Q-Bar. And a woman came at me with a stiletto, to stick a stiletto in my eye, yeah? And mm-hmm. I said, oh, here, I'm not having any of that. I don't know what you're laughing at. It was deadly serious. It was
I remember.
In the middle of a fight, she took her shoe off and came at me wanting to poke my eye out with a stiletto. I was having none of that, and I literally put my hand up to her and pushed her onto the ground. Now, if you're to believe some people, I shouldn't have done that. I should have just stood there and let her take my eye out with a stiletto, because she'd never raise a hand to
a woman. That was self-defense.
That was self-defense. That's the only thing I believe in. Now, he threw a remote control at her, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Our calls that we have coming on today, and including messages on our social media, are basically saying, run for the hills. Run for the hills. And I think that's ridiculous. That man should be branded a woman beater for the rest of time because he did that once.
Now, she's only going on what he said. He's admitted to the remote control incident.
Yeah.
He hasn't said any more, but there probably is more.
Here we go. There probably is more. No, maybe there isn't more.
Just one incident with the remote control. That was it.
So hang on, she's trying.
And she called the guards over that.
So yeah, because unfortunately, it's, as you just said yourself, it's not a level playing field. If I rang the guards tonight and said, my wife is after throwing the remote control at me, they'd hang up the phone on me, wouldn't they? They wouldn't take it seriously. But if a woman rings the guards and says, my husband is throwing frying pans at me, to be over there like a light and to have a barring order on him straight away, it is viewed differently in the eyes of the law. It is viewed differently. And I think to brand this man as a like some of the comments coming in, he's a woman beater, he's a wife beater. No, he's actually not. And to say those things about him is
if he hit her twice with a remote control.
What that is actually doing by calling this man a wife beater and all that, it's making light of women, of the thousands of Irish women who are actual victims of...
Okay, let me ask you then. If he hit her with a remote control twice, would he be a wife beater?
Well, how many times did she hit him with the... Like, if you go through the full list of messages, and we can't read a lot of them out because there is legal reasons behind this, but she has thrown loads of things at him. She's thrown cutlery at him.
Let's kick off with Jessica.
Vic, run and run far. Get your sketches on and fucking pelt it like a marathon. Because I'm telling you, for all we know, he could be fucking lying to you. He could be telling you, oh, it was just the one time, it was self-defense. Then turns around, it could be that he was beating the ex day in and day out because we don't have her side. We're only hearing from him and he's probably trying to make himself look good. So unless you also want to get looking up black and blue, leave him. Any man who hits a woman deserves to be left alone. So yeah, if you know what's good for you, girl, run.
Run, says Jessica. I would love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. Why are you nodding your head?
Jesse, you listen to a different show. He didn't hit her. He did not hit her.
According to the message, she was a bit of a psycho and she used to throw shit at him like dishes and cutlery. So once... allegedly once, he threw a remote control back at her and it gave her a black eye and she called the police on him.
Adele, message there. I'm going to get very annoyed about today's topic. Why didn't he report her for being abusive? Adele, women or men are afraid. Well, not afraid. Well, they are afraid.
Well,
they are
because of your attitude. No, it's not as bad.
No, men are afraid. Let me finish. Men, a lot of the time, will not ring the guards and say my wife threw a remote control at me because they know it won't be taken seriously.
Because of the attitude that you have.
No, I said it's worse. Everybody, visually it's worse when you see a man punching a woman than when you see a woman punching a man. It is.
I totally disagree with you, but anyway.
Okay, well, go into a pub tonight, you and your missus, yeah? Do an experiment, yeah?
Okay.
And you let her slap you across the face.
And see, does anybody intervene?
Nobody, not one person will intervene. People will probably laugh, yeah? Then the next night go into the pub, yeah, and you wallop her across the face and see the different reaction. Public view things differently.
Let me go to Eilish. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Eilish.
Hi, Ed. No, my thing was, it was just with Jeremy there. He's saying that it's worse for men to come forward or men are afraid to come forward. Well, I'm actually going through it. And as a woman, I was afraid to come forward. Now, the next thing is narcissism. I don't know if you know about it. Is they'll blame the girl or they blame the fella. I'm not saying it's all girls that go through it. There's men going through it. I know from support groups, there's horror stories with men. But my point is the narcissism is he's going to put it all on the girl that is saying, oh, she's a psycho or she's this or she's that. And blame her for everything, which is what a narcissist does. So my advice to the girl would be to run. No more than if it was a man, my advice to him would be get out of it.
Okay, so this guy has admitted that on one occasion, this is what he's claiming, one occasion he threw a remote control at her, it hit her in the eye, she got a black eye, your woman called the police. That's what he claims happened in their relationship. Now, have we spoken to this lady, Vic?
We've spoken to her several times on the show.
Oh, have we?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
A lot of people would know
her. Have you spoken to her about this incident?
Yeah, she can see the messages there in Facebook there.
Right, so...
So we've had this conversation.
She believes that was all it was. That it was one incident where he threw a remote control at her. She got a black eye and called the guards. Now, I don't know if anything happened as a result of that, but... If that's all that happened, why would she be running?
Well, the reason why I'm saying to run is because obviously he's not telling her the full story or else the guards would have done something. It's called a civil matter in that case when the guards are called to a domestic violence or whatever you want to call it. So I would say run or else get the other side of the story because the narcissist will never admit what they did. They'll tell you what the reaction is.
So you believe that she, because he has admitted to even any type of violence, she needs to get out of that relationship?
Any type, whether she's a man or a woman, like get over it. Like, if there's violence there, if there's a history there, they're going to repeat it. A leopard doesn't change his spot.
Well, there you are, Jeremy.
Well, I don't believe that.
He's going to do it again. Actually, I have a message that I'm going to read for you in a second, which would say the leopard never changes its spots. An almost identical story.
Yes, when it comes to, I believe, abuse in a relationship, I'm a firm believer that if he hits you once, get away, or if she hits you once, get away. But in this situation, Vicky has never been assaulted by this man. She has no reason to believe that this man is in any way dangerous, other than the fact that he was in what seems to me, he was in a very
volatile relationship
with this, and they were both psychos.
Well, here, let me read this message that came into us before we started recording the podcast today.
Before you do that, let me just ask you a question in Eilish. Is a man that throws, as in this instance, who threw a remote control at a woman in retaliation for her throwing cutlery at him, is he an abusive man?
Okay, can I answer that?
Yeah.
Well, what happened before, this is what I'm saying, does half of that story is missing, like looking at the loopholes from someone that's been through it. What happened before she threw the cutlery? Was it a reaction to something? Was it?
Well,
the only explanation or the only insight we've gotten is her, this lady Vicky, describing her as a psycho. She was a psycho. So,
well, I don't think
have learned that from him.
Lads, I don't think it matters what led up to you. It's not acceptable to ever throw cutlery at someone.
Okay, can I just give you a story then? Okay, I was actually in the same situation, okay? And mm-hmm. I was locked in a room by my ex-partner. Now, I can't go into too much.
That's fine.
Yep. All involved, right? Now, basically, I was trying to get out of the room. Okay, so I got out of the room and he was standing at my front door with his arms crossed. Because I tried crawling out between his legs and his arms, if you can imagine, he was spread across the door with his hands and his legs, so I couldn't get out. He then went around saying I pushed him. So that's what I'm saying, what happened beforehand.
And we don't know is the honest answer to that.
Answer. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
but regardless, and this is the point that Jeremy was making, regardless, he has not been in any way abusive towards...
My ex-partner was never abusive to me, though, for the first 6 months. I fell out with people because they were telling me he was a psycho, he's done this, he's cheated on his girlfriends. I've been there. That's how I know what I'm talking. They never just start off and be the narcissist at the beginning of the relationship. It's halfway through or after having a child or after the commitment, that's when the narcissist comes out.
Have a listen to this message, which is telling a very similar story. And as I said, this came in just before we started recording today's podcast, and it says, I can't come on the show because I'm in work and this topic is triggering for me, but I will definitely be listening later on. I was in an abusive relationship for 6 years and I believed his story that his ex was the abusive one and she hit him and he just defended himself and all that crap. But over time, without even realizing it, I was the one being abused. I didn't see it then because I was young and mentally broken, but looking back, I was mentally, physically, and sexually abused by a man who was 9 years older than me and knew how to control and manipulate an 18-year-old. I would urge her to either leave him or even just be aware that it's a major red flag because decent people, both men and women, don't throw things with such force as to cause a black eye. It's only 6 months. She doesn't know what he's truly like yet, and it's a horrible feeling when you trusted him and then realise you're isolated because you cut everyone off who didn't trust him. That actually sounds exactly like your story.
With the greatest respect to both of you, that's absolutely nothing what we're talking about at the moment. That's not what this woman is going through. Vicky, who we know, Adrian, quite well from calling this show, Vicky has not had a finger laid on her.
No, no,
I hadn't got a finger laid on me until after I had my kids.
Nor had the lady who sent that message to us before the show.
That's what I'm saying,
exact same story.
They don't start off like the narcissist. They start off like Romeo and that they'll do everything for you.
No, but at the first sign of a red flag.
This is a red flag.
No, it hasn't happened.
This is a red flag.
But it's not. It was from a different. But that's like, okay, well, then do you believe, and I'm going to give an analogy here, slightly different than Eilish, but then do you believe that someone who cheats in one relationship is definitely going to cheat in another relationship? Do you believe that?
I would wouldn't say cheating, no.
Oh, but then a leopard can change his spots. Then a leopard can change his spots.
Okay, let me bring in more.
Yeah, when it comes to abusing someone.
No.
You either have that in you or you don't.
It's the same as cheating. It's a personality trait. You are either the type of person who will cheat or you're not. You're either the type of person who thinks it's okay to raise your hand to a woman or you're not.
You brought up cheating, right? I was cheated on as well by the same person, right? I've never cheated on anyone in my life. I think it's disgusting. Yeah. And I found out, right? My thing with cheating is, right, give them the second chance. But when it's an abusive relationship, no, I would say no. Get out at the first sign of trouble, run. And that's just from experience.
So, you see, I'm confused now. Can a leopard change its spots then, yes or no?
Well, it depends on what it's changing its spots on. Not mentally or physically or abusing you, like it, right? What was the situation? Did they sleep for 6 months with someone or was it a one-night stand? What was the situation? I can't answer over that because, as I said, I did forgive when I was cheated on.
But I think situation.
So obviously, I said I can't turn around and say no. Oh, it's this different or it's the same. I did forgive, so I did believe a leopard could change his spots.
But he didn't.
With that, but he didn't.
And to be honest, I'm glad you're out of it. I'm glad you're out of it.
But you don't think Vic needs to get away from this guy because he's done nothing to her.
My advice to her would be to try and find out the other side of the story. Because there's three sides to every story.
Well, in fact, a lot of people have said, get on to the ex, but the ex is going to say bad things about him, regardless.
The thing about it is, like, I was told to the ex, like, when he says, oh, she's a psycho, she does this, she goes off, and I believed him. But the other thing was his ex lived in Cork, so I couldn't actually find out, like, it wasn't anyone I knew or anything. But I believed him. Obviously, like, I was in love with him and I was going to believe his story. Other people told me stories about him. But I fell out with my friends. I fell out with my family. I moved to Mayo to be closer to him. And, like, I'm from Dublin, obviously. But that's what I'm saying. A narcissist won't turn around and tell you what he did. He'll only tell you what.
But you know what's interesting here? We've been discussing this for the last 10, 15 minutes. And not once, and I'm looking at the comments coming in on WhatsApp as well. Not once has anybody said, Jesus, that's disgraceful that woman was throwing cutlery at him. It could have been a knife. It could have.
Well, Jeremy, I did turn around and say I don't agree with it for a man or a woman. As I said, that, like, with my support groups I go to now, I can see there's men being physically abused. No, I don't agree with that. A girl or a man is more scared than a girl coming out, because I was scared to come out.
Okay, and the fact of the matter is that a lot of people feel this. He should have gotten away from that psycho. If his story is true, he should have gotten away from that psycho before it got that far, that he was throwing things back at her. He should have walked away long before that. Let me go to Leslie. You're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Leslie.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Jeremy.
Well, Leslie, what's your view on this? Should she get away, leave him for dust?
To be honest with you, it's always, like, when violence starts to start in a relationship, like, if the ex-girlfriend was pegging stuff at him, throwing stuff at him, she was entirely in the wrong. Do you know that that way? If he threw back a remote control in retaliation for her throwing things at him, that's fair enough. Do you know that that way? But nearly any man that has a history with a woman that has any sort of coercive control or abuse or anything like that will always brand his ex as a psycho. They will always be branded as a psycho. And it will always say, she done this, she done that, and that made me react to this, that, and the other.
Why do you think then that he admitted anything?
It's hard to know why he admitted anything. You see, some men just like to talk about themselves and they want that validation. Oh, look, I was the abused boyfriend. I retaliated once. I ended up giving her a black eye. You know, that will never happen between you and I. Blah, 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 blah. You know, that's their way.
Trying to paint a picture of himself being a great guy.
Okay, don't shoot the messenger here now, Leslie, okay? Things pop into my head. I'm just going to suggest this. Is there not a difference, and again, if I'm wrong, you can eat the head off me, is there not a difference between a man punching a woman in the face, which is disgusting, it's disgusting, and throwing an object back in a back and forth fight between them? She's throwing pans, he's throwing a remote control, and maybe, okay, when you go to punch someone in the face, it's a deliberate, okay? You know you're going to punch
someone. So is throwing a remote control.
No, you can throw something in a fit of, I could throw something at you, Adrian, now. and end up hitting you in the eye by mistake. Like that, it's slightly different. So what I'm saying is there not a difference?
Oh no, Jeremy, I already said that, like, if she was chomping at him, like, cutlery, play, blah, 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 and he retaliated and threw a remote control, that's fine. You know what I mean? He was entitled to retaliate and throw a remote control. There's only so much someone can push you to.
Well, let me see. Sorry, I'm just reading back over. I'm reading back over the conversation that I have there, and one of the this is not, by the way, the woman who had the remote control at her. This is the current girlfriend. Because I was asking what other things happened in the relationship. She said, verbal arguments between the two would often lead to her fucking things at him across the room. So it started.
And that may be true, but I personally wouldn't take something that a man said to me, especially if it's anything got to do with abuse or violence or anything like that, as gold. Do you know that sort of way? And I think it's just so typical to hear, like, my ex was a psycho, you know, like, you know, she was a psycho. She drove me to it. You know, you'd never do that to me. Our relationship is completely different. You know, you're not a psycho. Like, she was a psycho. She threw things at me. She did this, she did that, she did the other. So I threw a remote control back at her. Maybe he thought that she might hear about it at some stage, that she might hear.
So
that
he's just covering his own arse, basically.
And getting his word in first. But if he did genuinely do that in retaliation, there's absolutely no problem in the world in doing that.
And okay, so if she's prepared to believe that, and she says she does, he'd never... how come everyone judges a fellow over stuff like this? Now, people are. A lot of people have been on judging in the exact same way as her friends are. But if she's prepared to believe that it was that one incident, it was in retaliation, maybe she'd be okay sticking with him.
Well, maybe so, and maybe that might be to her own detriment. Do you know that sort of way? It's hard to know. I know personally, if I started to see a guy and he started to bang on about his psycho ex, you know, not all women are psychos. Do you know that sort of way? And that term just seems to be an excuse for all sorts of behaviour. Oh, my ex is a psycho. She won't let me see the kids. Oh, my ex is a psycho. I cheated on her. Oh, my ex is a psycho. So I hit her a slap. You know that sort of way. It's always the same thing.
Okay, so you would see this, regardless of how Vic feels, but you would see that admission as a bit of a red flag.
As a warning sign. Yep. Yeah, and considering she's only been with him 6 months, sorry, I'm getting a new tank put in if you can hear banging. considering she's only with him 6 months, his true colours might not come out yet.
Yep, and that's exactly what our last caller said. Thanks very much indeed, Leslie. Let me bring in Keith on this.
As soon as one side decides to hate the other, that's it. The relationship should end from there on in, because all you're doing is giving a green card for that kind of violence and abuse in the house, which could, these will end up breaking up, but could lead to much, much worse fucking things. So, yeah, the minute the hands get raised, get out of there. Not talking about migrants today, Jeremy. Although, you do push that fucking narrative too much.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
Good afternoon. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Sean. Well, what's your reaction to this story? The fella admits that he threw a remote control at his ex-girlfriend. She got a black eye. She called the guards, but she won't be. He won't be violent to Vic. At least that's what she's been told.
Well, that's easily possible. Like, he could. Two people can't get, like, might not get along in a relationship, and violence happens. They separate, go into new relationships, and they're all grand. I don't condone what he did, but everybody has a breaking point, and he was pushed to a retaliation. But as usual, it's mad to see how quick women are to jump on the bandwagon and just be constantly blaming this man. You know, none of them are mentioning what she's been doing and how she's in the wrong.
It seems to be forgotten. Yeah. So you believe that it is possible that this was a one-off incident. He's sorry for it, and the relationship ended after that. By the way, the relationship ended very quickly after that incident. Because obviously it had gone to another level where he ended up being violent back towards her. But you think that a leopard can change its spots, basically?
In some situations, yeah. As I said, like, if the two of these didn't get along and arguments were happening all the time, violence was going to come in somewhere along the line with one of them, which we've been reading out that it has happened. But that doesn't mean he's going to be violent towards his next partner or she's going to be violent, you know? So, but I think people are too quick to judge the situation without hearing the full story.
Like I said, listening to Vic's side of it, the way he has told the story to her, that your woman was a psycho, she always threw things at him. On one occasion, he threw a remote control back at her, it hit her in the eye, and then the relationship ended shortly after that. But you believe that, yeah, it could have been exactly as he's telling it.
It could be. Like, why couldn't it be? This is the thing, though. When it's information coming from a man, it's a man saying that it's all wrong. He has to be lying. Sure, all women are pure and sweet and innocent. They never do anything wrong. Like, women are never abusers in situations like this. Like, there you go, right? As you state, cutlery. So spoons, forks, fucking knives, dishes, whatever else were thrown at him, right? Nobody's saying shit. He throws a remote control and hits her, and all of a sudden he's the bad man. So, like, I just don't see where, like, what the fuck, like, you know, it's a joke.
I remember Sean, back when myself and Adrian were working nights, and a fellow we know, a DJ that we used to work with, rang me at about 1 o'clock that morning. He was on the way home, and he said, "Can you call by on the way home?" And I told him, "Strange, what do you need?" He said, "Just call into my house as quickly as you can." Called into his house. I think he was living in Black Rock at the time. And called into the house, and I could hear screams outside. And I called in, and he had locked himself in the bedroom door, and she was literally, every time he opened the door, she literally had a load of things. I'll never forget the sight. She was throwing shoes at him. She was throwing paperweights at him. She was literally throwing everything at him. And he was terrified. He didn't call the guards because he didn't want to come across as weak as a man, and he called me to be there to witness it until he got all the stuff and got out of the house. Now, Adrian, you know this fella very well as well, and it was shocking. It was shocking to see, because people don't realise that women can be as violent towards men as men are towards women.
Oh, they're, damn right.
And this woman, what happened in that situation? This woman was psychotic that night. Nothing would have calmed her down.
And what happened in that situation to her?
No, absolutely nothing. He didn't go to the guards.
There you go.
They just
moved out. There you go. But this is why men won't go to the police, because 9 out of 10 times, they're not going to be believed, right? And like this ex-girlfriend done in that situation, as soon as she got hit, what did she do? Ring the fucking police. Why? So she can play victim. Now, I'm not saying she's not a victim, and I'm not saying he's not a victim, but that's like, there you go. All she has to do, make a call. He done this, and that's him. That's him getting fucked over. But if he turned around and said, "Here, listen, she's after been throwing all this shit at me," nothing's gonna happen. Or she'd be brought down to the station, asked a few questions, and let out the door. Like, there's no situation where a man can come out on top in this. You know what I mean? When he
But this lady is sticking by him, even though all her friends are saying, "Get away, get away, get away."
I don't think she should at the minute. If he hasn't shown any signs of it, it doesn't necessarily mean that somewhere down the road he will show signs of violence towards her. Do you know what I mean? It could get to the case where she starts nagging him and he goes, "You know what? I've been through this shit before. I'm not dealing with it again. And I'm gone." You know, or it could turn around where he turns around and he does smack her. We don't know, but all she can do is just wait and see what happens. If she likes him and wants to be with him, stay with him. If what other people are telling you is putting you off, well, then leave. It's because it's not going to do you any good then.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Sean. I want to bring in Samantha on this. Samantha, should she run, even though it was one incident where he threw a remote control and he left the psycho after that?
Hi guys, I hope you are well.
Thanks,
I just want to start off by saying to Jeremy, he was talking earlier about would it be the same if it's a woman or a man, you know? And I think even a woman doing this, it's disgusting. It's just a horrible thing to do to another person. But I'm more worried about Vicky, that she wants to be with a man that's capable of giving somebody a black eye. I know they say he threw the remote control and she got the black eye kind of by an accident maybe, but the force he must have used to throw it and give her a black eye, I don't know, that gives me a red flag straight away. But not as much as I have a red flag for her throwing knives and forks.
That's what I was about to say. He obviously reached breaking point, essentially, that he just couldn't put up with it anymore, and in a fit of anger, he threw the remote control back at her. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but I just think if a man hasn't got that in him, it's not just going to come out on a one-off like that. It's either there or it's not, I think, myself. Now, I don't think it's right, like I say at the beginning, I don't think it's right that she done that to him. In the very beginning of the text, you're saying that the relationship was an abusive relationship on both sides. So maybe there's been more than one occasion. Maybe something's coming up that he's actually telling her about this. Could he be up in court for something? Could it come out somewhere else that she might see it?
That's a good question.
That's a
very good question. That could be the case. We don't know that that's the case, but in other words, he's letting her down gently by giving her a bit of information on the off chance that something is actually going to happen.
And the way he's speaking about his ex, these type of men always label an ex a psycho. These type of people do. Now, he's coming across very like, oh, I just threw the remote control and, you know, she was doing all this to me. And that could be the truth of it. But I just have a sneaky feeling there's something coming up where somebody may something.
What about the point that Sean was making, that this is typical, that the man is the one that gets all the blame and it's not, people aren't even, I know you did, but people aren't even considering what this woman did to him, that he reached that breaking point.
I think that's very wrong. I think if he's a genuine guy that has never had to use violence towards anybody
he'd just gotten away.
It's just disgusting. It's horrible. She should never have done that, you know. That there's no cause for that. That's disgusting no matter what, whether you're male or female. But I don't know. I just see a little red flag. The fact that he's calling her names and the fact that he's coming out right now, he waited 6 months into the relationship to talk about it. Why 6 months? Is there something coming up?
Why should he have to say it? There was no reason for him to have he didn't have to say it. Like, why?
Then why did he say it, Jeremy? Why did he say it at all? Why not keep it a secret completely and not say anything at all?
I mean, to be honest, it is a little bit of a red flag that six months into the relationship, he suddenly tells her this.
Because maybe it was part of the conversation that, oh God, what was your ex like? Oh God, she was a bit psycho. Will I tell you about this night, whatever happened? Like, it is possible.
Even then, using that word psycho it's not derogatory.
Samantha, some women are psychotic. I have met several of them. That woman, if you were listening to the story I told 5 minutes ago, which is on God on the street.
That woman
was psychotic. And by the way, he did nothing on her, because I'd asked her afterwards when it all calmed down. I said, what did he do? They just had a verbal argument over something as stupid as leaving the toilet. Well, it wasn't leaving the toilet seat, but I can't even remember what the argument is about. But some women are psychotic and some men are psychotic.
Okay, it sounds like your friend's incident there, it got out of hand too. But I don't know, Jeremy, this is just giving out red flags everywhere, I think.
Hey, Sean, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Sean, what do you say to all of that? That this is it's a red flag. He should have gotten away. It shouldn't have gotten to that point that he ended up throwing something at her.
What if he was just being honest with her? Like, this is what I mean. It's always straight to a bad, it's a bad thing, you know. Why is it, I decided to tell you this because I want to be honest with you. I want to be truthful with you. Because chances are, you might hear it somewhere down the road. You might be out on the piss one night and some girl comes up to you and says it to you. So why is it always automatically, he's trying to get himself out of trouble and not that he's being honest?
Why do people automatically assume that?
I don't know, to be honest with you,
because
Sean.
Because he's a man.
You think that's what
right.
it is?
And,
I'm not sure now.
Right? And then to
I'm
sit
not sure
there and
it's
say that.
Because he's a man.
And come here, just on your other thing there, you were saying that a man shouldn't be calling his ex-girlfriend a psycho. Don't women do that as well? Oh, he's a psycho. He's an arsehole. He's this, that, and the other. You have to understand, men and women are exactly... No. Yeah, it is. But that's life. Shit happens. Do you know what I mean? Men and women are exactly the same. Men will cheat, women will cheat. Men will abuse
Sean,
and women abuse. We need to stop saying that one gender
is
worse.
There's certain type of men that abuse and there's certain type of women that abuse. There's certain type
yes,
of men
and we
that
need
cheat
to stop,
and there's certain type of
yeah,
women
but
that cheat.
It needs
cheat,
to
but
stop
not
differentiating
the
between the two. It needs to stop differentiating between the two. Oh, no.
And
men are the abusers.
Why strong
get
enough to walk away when that was all
and
kicking
what,
off?
Okay.
Why,
and what,
why
you,
did
what
he
do you
not
think would have happened?
Walk away
and,
instead of throwing
and what do you think? What do you think would have happened if he had turned his back on her while she's throwing shit at him? What do you think would have happened? She would have continued
to
follow him. If he had turned his back on her while she's throwing shit at him to walk out that door, she would have followed him and she would have kept doing it. The same way as any abusive person would. They're not going to let them walk out the door until they have their say.
Sean, we're only
I understand we're only hearing one side, but my point is this man is being blamed as a woman abuser for one instance that we know of, and not one person is saying shit in a bad way towards this woman. She's getting off scot-free because she's sweet and innocent.
At the very start of the text, we see in the text, this relationship has—it's been an abusive relationship
on both sides. Yeah, they obviously weren't a match.
So,
like I said at the start, and
it sounds to me like this relationship has been abusive for a while.
Yeah.
This isn't a one-off.
They both should have.
So other things have happened.
Just because it says and she said that the relationship was abusive on both sides, that doesn't necessarily mean it was physically abusive on both sides. It could have been just shouting matches every day.
Even that is abusive, even through talk. It's still bad. It's toxic.
Definitely. Both of them are in the wrong.
Why staying it for 6 months? And I can't get over this. I have to be honest, as a woman, if somebody said to me, oh God, your fella's after being arrested for hitting somebody with remote control, I'm giving them a black eye with it, are you still going to stay with them? I don't think so.
Oh, but you'd question why he threw the remote control in the first place.
Well, Sean, what I'm trying to say to you is, as a woman, I have 7 brothers, right? And I know none of them are violent towards women and never will be. And that, what I'm trying to say to you is, there's a certain type of man that just has that in them. They have that in them. And it's not about getting the button pressed or anything. If you're man enough to walk away, it says a lot more than retaliating.
Nobody's disagreeing with that. But every person, not just a certain man, every single person walking this planet now has it in them to abuse somebody. And all it takes is for someone to push that button. There's a breaking point. Everybody has a breaking point. And when that breaking point is reached, you're going to do something. You're going to throw something. You're going to hit someone. You're going to hit a fucking wall if you have to. But you will do something at that breaking point. We all just try not to reach that breaking point. That's why a lot of people don't say shit. That's why they keep their mouth closed. They walk away because they don't want to be resorting to violence, because there's no need to resort to violence over bullshit.
Sean, do me a favour. Stay on the line there for 1 second. And in just a minute, I'm going to read a message.
I actually wouldn't.
You're always saying that.
No, but I wouldn't for this one. That's like you bloody sued.
I just want to read out the names. Okay?
Now, he has...
Obviously. He's gotten a message from a friend of Vicky's.
Now, this person who messaged us in has given us Vicky's surname. I've checked Vicky's Facebook profile because she's been messaging us. It is the same person. But you can pay the legal fees if you read that message out.
I'm not going to name anybody, obviously.
It doesn't matter. There's accusations being made in the message.
We'll have that message in a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Opinions Matter podcast, and this is Mark who's been on to us.
This is why men don't talk about domestic abuse, because when we defend ourselves, it's always, what did we do to start it? It's never the woman's fault. If a woman defends herself, she's strong, independent, she's done what she needed to do to get out of that relationship. double standards.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Now, Jeremy is still arguing that I shouldn't read that message
just,
out.
Just leave it for a second, because I just want to look into the legalities of it, because it's a message from...
A friend, or an ex-friend.
An ex-friend of Vicky's, who is going out with this man, and I just want to know where we stand.
And by the way, for the record, Vicky isn't Vicky's name, okay? We're using the name Vicky.
I know that.
Right, so nobody's identified here, yeah? So relax there, okay. Relax.
Just leave it.
I'll read the message in a couple of minutes. Breda, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Breda?
Hello, Adrian.
Now, Breda, what did you want to say on this?
Well, first of all, I really feel for that girl. I would hate to think that the person I was falling in love with was a monster. It's a really difficult situation, but she needs to get away from him because he's dangerous. And I think that you should name and shame him, and also post
I'm obviously not going to name and shame anybody or post pictures of anybody.
Well, then you can protect from an abusive monster. That's what you're doing. You're protecting an abusive monster. That poor
this lady,
girl.
This lady Vicky doesn't even see it that way.
Because maybe he's grooming her, not in the sexual way, but maybe it's almost like Stockholm Syndrome, where he's gotten into her head and he's normalized what is absolutely not normal. And the previous girl, that poor girl involved in that, I mean, if she's listening to your show, I just want to say that I hope that that poor innocent girl is okay.
Sorry, well, that poor innocent girl has been described as a psycho who used to throw shit at him.
Probably because he's an abuser.
Oh, right. So you're automatic, and this is exactly, Sean, this is exactly the point that you were trying to make. Automatically.
This is not the right type of woman to try defend this situation, because she's an out and out man hater. Every single man is a monster. Every single man is a rapist, an abuser, is this.
I'm sorry, have I even spoken to you ever previously in my life? Because I don't recall speaking with you.
I wouldn't want to talk with you because you go through me bleeding head.
I've never been on this show before. I've never been on this show before.
I've listened to you on this most of the time, and all you do is put men down.
Well, that's none of your business.
Say to you, innocent. Well, it is
your business. I will not sympathise with an abuser, not now and not ever.
But you're sympathising with female abusers.
I will never normalise abuse.
But you're sympathising with female abusers.
Before she ends up dead.
Breda, just take a step
no,
back.
No, there are no female abusers. They are men who enable women because they've probably rubbed them up the wrong way. They've done something to upset them.
Would you? Do you give over?
It's not the same.
Nonsense.
Women are.
It's nonsense.
The power of
nonsense.
Women is ineffective compared to the power of a man. My wrist would be ineffective if I decided to attack my husband.
So you're saying women are never. Ever wrong. Never.
I don't believe that women have it in them to abuse men. I think that when a woman does something
physically,
it's in
retaliation. You're bleeding castle Breda. There and actually see the world, because women are just as abusive as men.
Breda,
you
Breda.
Absolute clown.
Breda, two words for you. Amber Heard.
Yeah, I tell you what, there's a woman there.
I still don't believe that. I don't believe that that girl did anything wrong. I stand with her.
Amber Heard, but she admitted. She
I tell you what, listen to this. Here's one for you. There was a woman that was posting YouTube videos, right, with her kids, and it's all happy family, la-di-da bullshit, right? It came out there recently that this woman is now going to prison because it came out that she was abusing her own kids. But that didn't happen, did it? Because it's a woman.
I don't believe that women abuse men.
Breda, seriously, you can't possibly be that naive.
I'm sorry, I think that in the situation where a woman attacks a man, it is usually in self-defense and because she feels threatened. We don't have it in us as women to be attackers, to be monsters. We don't have that. So I believe in my own self that when a woman does something physical to a man and she's an accused of being an abuser when really she's protecting herself.
You're a danger to men, you are. You're a danger to men.
I'm not a danger to anyone.
No, I wouldn't hurt anyone. I wouldn't do anything to anyone.
You see, Breda, I have to say, on behalf of men who have been abused by women, I have to say to you, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for absolutely dissing their claims of being abused. Men are regularly...
I couldn't give a monkey.
Regularly.
Well, then maybe they need to man up. If that's the case, then they need to be able to say, I'm a man, I have balls, and I'm going to protect myself and get away. I believe that men are just lying because they can be vindictive.
I have to say, that is horrible. It is horrible to hear you running men down who have been genuinely and are even listening to us right now in an abusive relationship where they're the victim.
I think that the lady who contacted your show needs to run, and I think you both have a moral obligation to name and shame.
Well, I'm not going to be doing that. Besides the fact that I don't know this man's identity, I don't know who he is, I'm not going to be naming or shaming anybody.
Sorry, we do know who he is. I'm looking at his profile picture on Facebook.
Pathetic that you wouldn't protect other women.
Well, no, but first of all, he could sue us. I know his name. I know his full name. I actually know where he works because it says that on his profile on Facebook. But I'm not... Why would you name somebody without... I mean, I assume you agree with having a court system. You agree with the right to defend themselves. You agree with innocent until proven guilty. Why would you name somebody who's never been convicted of any crime?
Because women don't lie about this kind of thing.
It's been proven lots of times that women do, in fact, lie in court.
I don't believe that it comes from nowhere. I do believe that when women say it happens, it's because it has happened. And it is wrong for us to say that we don't believe them because I believe all women. Forever and always, I believe all women.
Even the ones that lie?
There's no women that lie about this, Adrian. There's no women that lie about this.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Breda, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Eileen, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Eileen. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I just want to say, firstly, that, as always, Breda is being a dope. And secondly, the man is innocent until proven guilty. I sent you a voice message saying this. That man, he was acting in self-defense. He is not a beater. Even the woman said herself, she wouldn't have went to a podcast saying he's not a woman beater if he is. That's just foolish.
I find it absurd that this even needs to be discussed. I mean, Nasally Nora there needs to calm down because women need to be protected and they need to be believed.
Breda. Quiet. I'm not
angry. Don't tell me to be quiet. How dare you tell me to be quiet?
Calm down. Stop getting so angry. Please. It's just a phone call.
You need to invest in a nasal bulb, a suction bulb.
Breda.
There's no need to be getting so personal. Let's go back to the point in hand here. And Eileen, Breda is saying that this guy is an animal, basically. And Vic, who's the lady who contacted us in the first place, needs to get away from him.
Well, I just don't get Breda. She's so biased in every argument. Why does
I
she
don't need
this?
You to get me, Elaine. I don't need you to get me.
Why?
I don't
why
care if you get
the
me.
The woman is always in the right. Why? Tell
because
me why.
Women don't lie. I stand with all women except for you.
Yeah, but Breda, you say you don't have a similar voice to me.
But
yes.
If I were a man, I can understand why one would hit you because your voice is like nails on a chalkboard.
Breda,
it's painful to listen to.
There is no need to be getting so personal. That is not what we're having this conversation about. So please stop that.
But she's not even speaking properly.
Are you able to understand this conversation? Of course you are. Now give it over. So Eileen, again, you believe that it's unfair to automatically brand men as the evil ones in a volatile relationship.
Yes, obviously. You're proven until guilty. I mean, who does she think she is? I mean, everybody lies. Every single human being. Like, what? Brain, did you have any evidence that women don't lie?
of abuse, Elaine. Women do not lie about abuse. This is serious. This is not a joking matter. This is not something that is made up. This is these allegations, because that's what they are when they are made, are made from something. They don't come from nothing. Women don't lie. I believe all women everywhere.
Rita, if women don't lie, do
I know my name. Thank you, Elaine.
Okay, it's Eileen.
I don't care what it is. I don't give a fiddle as what it is.
Then don't correct me in your name if you don't care what names are. Now, let me speak.
Your voice hurts me. It hurts my ears.
Adrian, can I speak?
Yes, you can, of course. Okay. I'm going to disable her phone line. So go on. Thank yes, you. Please, Eileen. Yeah.
So if women don't lie, then the woman who texted in said he isn't a woman beater. So, I mean, where's your logic there, Breda? She obviously didn't lie because she's a woman, and she said he's not a woman beater. So explain that, Breda. Where's the logic?
This poor woman in the previous relationship who defended herself against this monster is being branded psychotic. So that's what a woman gets now when she defends herself. She's a psycho. But when a man does it, it's fine. When I think it's a man who does it, a man who even shouts at a woman is an abuser. Women are smaller. We are more ineffective powerfully. We don't have the same power. We don't do the same damage. So I refuse to believe that any man has been a victim of any woman anywhere.
Breda, your argument is atrocious. All of the women involved have a
claim for
an abuser. Oh, Jesus, you're such a fucking stank.
Yeah, I have
don't
to say, Brady.
Don't curse at me. Who do you think you are?
Stop making fun of my voice.
Let's carry on.
All right. Let me read that message that I said I was going to read. Nobody has been identified and nobody is about to be identified here.
Well, sorry, we've blocked out. Well, I've blocked out for you the names.
You see that. Okay. Lads, this is my first time listening to your show. Well, thank you very much indeed. I'm almost 100% certain I know Vicky.
And then she has the real name after.
For years. I actually stopped talking to her because she's in a relationship with, and she went and named your man. He's a bad one. I've seen him in fights in town, mad into the white stuff. He's very aggressive. Vicky's eyes are closed. I seen him one night in such and such a place in town, taking the head off some young fella for spilling his drink. He's dodgy as hell, says that message.
Now, again, we only have that to go by, yeah?
Mm.
But if that is the case, well, it's completely... You see, I can't even give my opinion on that, because if that message is 150% true, yeah, then I take back everything I said in the last hour.
But we don't know.
You need to get away from
him. We don't know. Let me just squeeze in one final voice note.
It's the white stuff that's turning everybody psycho, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Rob.
Is your own breed of smoking crack or something? Abuse can be done on both sides, and women can be just as bad as men when the abuse is gone. Thanks, guys.
100% agree with you, Rob. But it's not as serious, according to Jeremy, from the start of this conversation.
It's not what I said.
It is what you said.
By the way, I'm Sean, and we need to do a topic on this as a follow-on. The amount of people that are on coke now. I found out at the weekend that someone I know very well takes coke when they go at the weekend, and I was shocked. I'm so naive when it comes to that kind of thing. And the person that told me such and such, Adrian's on coke at the weekend, was more or less saying, Jeremy, you're so naive. Everybody.
Yeah, why aren't you doing it yourself?
Everybody.
Yeah, let's have that conversation later in the week. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and share it onto your own social media. Thank you for listening. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy, and we'll catch you on the next one.